Why, hello. Last week on Beyond First Level, the adventurers thought it might be best to head out of the White Woods. They didn't seem welcome there. What with the Fae spirits attacking them and all. Well, it didn't matter that much. With a little help from Riku, Ishii slaughtered those little balls of light in a blinding fury of attacks. Fwah! Fwah! Ha ha ha! They made their way on the glass roadway, and by golly, they were the most normal and regular folks you ever laid eyes on. So normal, in fact, no one think twice about them. Not a priest, not a salesman, not no one. They are at the North Clippa Bridge now, though. And their everyday normal routine might just be running out. Now I guess I need to find me a new coat and see where they go beyond first level.
Well, I'm gonna
recording.
Yeah, no, we'll get there. I still have to say hello.
Oh, okay, all right.
And welcome to Beyond First Level. I am the dungeon master for us here. My name is David.
Hi, David.
Thanks. I was gonna say I wasn't important, but I'm important to somebody.
I mean, if you aren't here, we won't be playing.
This is true. So, we're gonna go around the table again. You're gonna introduce yourselves as the players because you are the more important aspect of this. So, I want to ask who you are, like, you're real, who really you are,
who real you be,
and who you're playing. That includes their name, their race, and their class. And then I have one question for you. If your character wouldn't have been an adventurer, what would they have done in life? Farmer, tax collector, what do you think that they would have tried for? You can go as grand as, well, they would have been the king. Or they can be as lonely as farmer's life would have been fine. So, Will, if you'd start us off.
My name is Will Denler. I play a human named Riku Yukiri. He is a Hexblade warrior warlock who works for the Raven Queen. If I didn't get swept into my clan's background of being scum, I would end up being a thief, I mean, I guess, with them. Mm-hmm. But if I didn't get swept into that, I would probably be the either mercenary route, if that's still not adventure-y, I don't know.
No, if you think that, like, your character would have always
out, just
been...
Just, like, hanging out in taverns, just doing contracts. Or if I didn't even do that, I would probably be a weapons seller, or have a weapons shop.
So you just think that life would have always just...
Yeah, if I didn't travel through the woods every night,
mm-hmm.
I would be hanging out in bars or selling weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Actually sounds way better than traveling.
Right?
Hey David, listen, I'm gonna make a new character. This guy is Riku's done. He's going to live his life he wants.
He's out.
Next.
I am Cesar Garcia. I play Eris Bimera, who is a paladin Aesimir. And I feel like my character would probably be maybe like a fisherman. Or if there is a lot of tourists that go to Turtle Island, he would be like a surfer instructor.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Okay, so you think, yeah, definitely he would have kept his personality of, you know, liking the island and stuff. And if he didn't leave, he would have enjoyed his life there simply, but...
He's like a gender bent Moana.
Gotcha. Sure. Last.
I am Kelly O'Brien. I play Ishii. He is a... fighter barbarian. He is an earth genasi.
Correct.
And if he didn't adventure around, he'd probably... Well, he didn't really choose the adventuring life. It chose him. Since before, he was just doing his little protecting the earth planes stuff. And
mm-hmm.
then he got sucked into the adventuring world. So probably still just be doing that. Or if not that, probably... just go around and arm wrestle people for money.
He still would want to be strong.
Well, yeah.
Gotcha.
Gotta be strong.
That was good. Good. Do you guys have any updates to say? Anything you want to mention? Zach just finished filming and asking all of us some questions, so those will be out eventually. Hopefully it's cool enough. Looks good. It's just a little D&D documentary. So, that'll be fun. It was fun. I do have one update, if you guys don't. That update is... So I kind of fucked up a little bit last week when you guys were leaving. Like, I remember we talked once and I was like, you guys slept here and you guys had, you know, all these people around and stuff. But it is a longer than just like a day journey that you guys have been walking. So more or less since you've left Arnkith and coming to the North Klippa Bridge, it has been 6 days.
Oh, okay.
But I guess I just kind of was like, nothing important is going to happen on those, like, you sleep, you eat, you walk. Mm-hmm. So throughout that 6 day journey, those are those people that you talk to. Like, you didn't talk to a lot of people.
Gotcha.
Because you guys did roll 20, so like a lot of people were just like, no, they're going about their business, I'm going about mine. But like some people still talk to you. So but I did just want to say, yeah, it was 6 days of walking.
Yeah, I pictured that being like one whole day. Just like talking to people. Okay.
That would make this fucking island like no bigger than like Hawaii or something. Mm-hmm. If you could just cross most of the continent just in one day, like. So yeah, it took 6 days. I just wanted to
clear
that up, because I realized I might have fudged that up by not mentioning
it. It's Eris' birthday. So.
It is not.
That's awkward.
You guys also realize that there are still 4 more days until you reach, like, Humwick, which is the village that is right outside of Thern Badur.
Okay.
Just so
Thunderbar.
We're aware of.
So then would Thern Badur be a day or 2 day journey from
Humwick? Mm-hmm. About a day and a half.
Okay.
But probably just a day if you guys are walking straight, you know, a fast pace.
Also, I think you should assign birthdays for our characters. And then if that day ever comes in game.
I mean, you guys can choose your birthdays. You guys made the rest of your character. Why would I make their birthday up?
Because we technically, if this is all made up and stuff, we're not in charge of our birthdays. We're born. Because the universe is like, boom. All right,
sure. Sure. So.
Actually, not really, because it's because two people. But yeah, anyway, let's go.
If we are ready, if we're ready, I will do our recap so you guys are caught up and know what moment you left off in. So, the Rain is making their way east in Gloss to after their journey through the Elemental Plains. They had plans to make it through the White Woods, but left that plan in search of a safer route on a roadway. They have hopes of making it to Thern Badur. Okay, now you got me doing it. You fucking. Thern Badur and coming up with a plan with outlaws to save their missing member. They now find themselves at a bridge where an old man has said to watch out for the guards there. But they are only there to steal their stuff. So, let's follow the Rain as they continue to go beyond first level. We did leave off with you guys just talking to the guards. Where they had asked you, you know, they said they had, you know, suspicious people walking about. They were just asking you where you were going and what you had on your person. Ishii, like you said, had rolled for insight, and as you called it, a dirty 20 is what he rolled, which I did have written down.
You got that tattoo, so you're not dirty anymore.
But it was a dirty 20.
It was a dirty 20. So instead of trying to lean over Kelly and this table and trying to walk around and whisper, I've just texted your phone. Your insight.
I saw
role.
His watch light up.
That is what you get from your insight.
Mm. Interesting.
So, where do you find folks had enough, today, and what do you have on your person? Anything that we should be concerned about?
This is the bridge before Monomoth, correct? Or after Monomoth?
After, close to Monomoth, yes.
Have we gotten to Monomoth yet? That's what I'm asking.
You guys weren't going there. You don't have to pass through Monomoth.
I'm confused then.
We're going this way.
Okay, I was just going
you
to see
you went
across
in that river.
If I could lie and say we're going to Monomoth, or if I should lie and say we're going to Humwick.
You would be going the wrong way if you were going to say Monomoth.
Okay. So,
you would definitely be going...
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to know...
Klippa River?
Right, yeah, you're at the right Klippa now. River. Okay. You're at the North Klippa Bridge.
Because Riku would actually know where
yes,
at.
Yes, you would actually know the kingdom. You would actually know the kingdom and its layout.
Yes.
But it's hard knowing the memories of two people, actually. Yours and a fake character. On a world
he's
that
real to
I
us,
made
damn
up.
It.
Yes.
Well, we're on our way to Humwick to visit some friends. We don't have anything on us of much importance. What's been going on that all the guards' activity has been so high lately?
Go ahead and roll deception. I know you are lying. You're not going to be friends. Okay. Oh, well, you know, nothing of super strange nature. I don't mean to frighten you at all. But just, with all of the... You want to business? He kind of does muffle himself when he says it, trying to not, you know, there are some people like kind of around and maybe like a picnic or two is
well,
happening.
When he says that, I also want to like look around and look over my shoulders like, oh yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. So he just to not induce panic. You figure like he doesn't just like, oh, you want to? And people are like, what? There's one here. So he just kind of like, so we just, you know, we're just asking people, seeing if, they pose any suspicious of behavior and things of that nature. I don't mean to alarm the four of you and your nice bear.
Yes, she has quite a temper. We try to remain calm around her at all times. She's not quite yet trained yet.
Oh.
Don't make any sudden movements, not trying to.
You see them all kind of unshrug their shoulders, stand up kind of straight a little bit. Where would you find such a beast that would let one ride on them? I've never seen besides a circus. Lindsay kind of just ruffles her feathers a little bit. Oh well, you know, found there as a little baby pup, and you know, as long as you don't show them violence, you can train anything to be friendly. Isn't that right, Cloud? And she kind of ruffles her feathers a little more. And, you know, but like Riku said, sudden movements, and she does have a tendency to attack, thinking there might be their next prey. So do be careful, but I can restrain her, I think. She is going to roll just a little bit of an intimidation check with advantage because of your little assistance. And we'll see what they have. All right. See them very kind of shrug shoulders. They do have their hands kind of like close to a weapon. Not like pulling
not,
it out, but definitely
it,
like
but
if they have to defend themselves, they'll defend themselves.
Okay.
wouldn't dream of it, Missy. You all just enjoy your time at Humwick with your friends there, and keep eyes weary for suspicious behavior. Always report to the nearest guard post for any of that you want to stuff, like always. But I'm sure you traveling adventurers such as yourself already know all of that. So
yes,
we're
aware of all the protocols.
Right. Well, have a wonderful day.
Thank you so very much. You as well.
When shift is over, sure will.
I will stand aside and let everybody go past me and see what they do. If they, like, let us... If they, like, part
right.
and go away, I want to be watching them, and then I will go through.
Right. So they do... they kind of step a little bit to the side. Now, the bridge, like I said, it is pretty wide. It's about 50 to 40 feet across. So there's probably like 1, 2, 3, 4, every about 10 feet, there's about a guard. You were talking to one of the more center of guards. He steps out of the way. So does the other one, just to let you guys, I mean, you guys don't take up 10 feet, but it is a courtesy thing to just kind of let you pass and do whatever you want. And they kind of are looking at you all, you see them more look maybe at Cloud a little bit, just like keeping their eye, on the owlbear, but they let you all walk through one by one, and don't seem to, you know, ambush or attack you all, and everybody's through. I mean, you walk through after them, and they close back their gap a little bit and just are standing guard. You probably assume that old man that said that is just an asshole trying to start shit.
Sure.
You're on the bridge.
Woo!
So, it's a beautifully built structure, this bridge. All the other bridges that you guys have been across, seen, like even the one that Ishii and Riku met on, not the one that you guys crossed the other day, but the one further south. They all are kind of a stone mortar, a little bit, bridges. Probably spanning no more than 100 to 200 feet. And they're those kind of bridges that have that arc on them. I don't remember what those kind of bridges are called, but they definitely like go up and then back down to kind of support their weight and things like that. This bridge, however, being so massive, so big across such a vast river, straight across, and you can see every about 10 feet there are these pillars that are attached onto the side, and just these little built up knocks. They have little designs and things on the edges, but it just, this bridge requires a lot of support in order to have it span this river. You guys look to the sides of the river as you guys, you know, walk, and you guys don't have to walk in a straight path in the center of the river or the center of the bridge. So the water rushing underneath is traveling relatively fast. So it is causing a lot of pressure to go on the bridge, but this bridge is built like a rock. I mean, it is built. It is
built like a bridge.
Yeah, not. Mm-hmm. It's just an impressive feat in this kind of a setting to have such a big bridge. You guys can't even see the other end of it as of right now. Like, it is straight, but I mean, you guys can't tell it goes. It probably goes about a half a mile across. Some people are passing you on the bridge as you walk. It is, you know, a couple people with carts and traveling. It's the same kind of foot traffic that you were seeing on the Gloss Roadway. Nothing out of the ordinary of people. You get to the other edge of the bridge, and as you enter or exit off of the bridge, Riku and Ishii hear a kind of like bubbling, gurgling kind of noise coming from off one of the left side of the bridge, kind of like almost underneath it a little bit. It strikes you also as a little odd to the two of you. I'm using just your passive perceptions. There are no guards on this side of the bridge.
Do you hear that?
Yes.
I move over. I go to look. I investigate. Sneakily, stealthily.
Go ahead and roll stealth.
25.
You do go very quickly to the other end of the left edge of the bridge and kind of put your back up against one of the block pillars that was at the end.
What are civilians doing? Like, are they like avoiding the noise? Are they just as curious? Is there crowd going around?
Does anybody else hear this?
No. It doesn't seem like anybody else picked up on it. You guys being... Do you need to go blow your nose, man?
It's just like very watery.
I keep hearing it.
Yeah.
They already got some Dayquil in that cabinet if you want to take one.
Yeah, I don't feel sick.
You look sick.
No, most of the passers-by and things of that nature... they don't seem to have noticed the sound at all. They haven't picked up on it. It's a very faint kind of gurgling noise that almost is muffled by the sound of the water. But it just strikes you as a weird, odd noise. Being adventurers that you are, that it kind of seems out of place.
Definitely pick this out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But all the passersby, they're just walking around. You peer around the corner, ever so quietly, and go ahead and roll perception.
Is this she looking with me? I thought you were.
I guess I'm behind you, sort of.
So you can have advantage if you want, or if she can roll once as well as he.
I stay behind with Lindsay. Let's back up.
I got a 10.
I got a 17.
So you look over Riku and you don't particularly see anything kind of that would require further looking into. Ishii, as you kind of peer over, you see this black liquid in the rocks, kind of just like bubbling and gurgling, this black thick ooze. Right next to the black ooze is a helmet that you recognize that you saw maybe about 45 minutes ago on a guard on the other side of the bridge. And this helmet is sitting right next to this black liquid, and the liquid is like moving up to the helmet.
Nice.
And kind of slowly absorbs the helmet. And you see the helmet start to kind of dissolve away.
Look at that. Whoosh. Pointing at it.
So is this like beside the water? Like it's black like sludge?
Yeah. It's out of the water. It's in like the rock bed. Rock river bed.
So are we coming off of the bridge
that's
now?
That's weird.
Yeah, you guys have walked around. So I still have that map from last week with the guards.
Oh, it's finished.
If you want to just see.
Totes.
I don't need Sam's mini.
So we came like off. Wait, this is the bridge, right? This is the bridge.
So you guys came off, and like.
Oh, okay.
Started to look down here, and that's where like this black ooze. Do I have a
elderberry?
Oh, I guess I can put Lindsay in. Lindsay and Cloud out here as well. So just where I put the black dice is where you've seen this kind of liquid. Ishii, you looking at it, see it, it's kind of moving about. Just for sake, none of these minis represent anybody. They're just the people that are minding
travelers, civilians,
minding their ways. They're just kind of walking around.
Sure.
I just meant that because, like, I know that is that's the butcher.
Oh.
So it's like he's not
the
here.
The butcher's here.
He's not here. I just don't have random NPC minis that aren't in adventurers.
It's cool.
For enemies. And this black sludge, and it slowly is like just bubbling and circling over stuff, and you see like a kind of like steam almost rising up of it. It is corroding whatever it is like eating.
What do you think that is?
I don't know. Goop? Hey, Aerith. What's that?
I go over and look at what they're looking at. And history check?
Yeah, see? That's what I was going to say, like a history check.
Yeah, you both can. Actually, if you would like. I mean, you all
are
looking at it. And history or investigation into...
Oh, six either way.
11.
13.
More than half.
So, Ishii, Eris, as you look at it, Riku, you don't really...
I don't know.
It's not your matter of expertise exactly of what this could or may not be. You just think it might be just like a sludge of some kind that maybe someone like had dumped here. It's just kind of boiling over. Maybe it's like grease or something. You're like, I have no idea. Maybe it's just really dirty grease. Ishii and Eris, as you watch it, you can see it is moving in a way that's not just like a normal pile of grease or sludge would be moving. You stare for a couple more seconds as you're just kind of like pondering, like, what the fuck is this thing that could possibly be? To where it finally, like, as it was bubbling and over top of things, you could see like some bulges in it. And eventually it just goes and like lays flat as it is finally like eaten through whatever it had finally like dissolved.
Right.
What it was like dissolving, it finally had dissolved that.
Throw a rock at it.
I was just about to say that.
I was thinking that, but I didn't get anything out of my history, so.
I want to throw a rock at it too.
So both of you just kind of like, that's weird. See these rocks kind of like, just kind of splat into them. When you throw a rock at water, it just kind of a little bit of a splash kickback of like, these things hit, and like the black tar is just kind of like jiggles a little bit. No, like, little drops come off it or anything like that. But the rocks go in. It kind of folds up over both of your rocks. And then starts to, like, head towards you guys. And I need you both to roll initiative. Well, not both, all three of you, because you are in the combat.
Jesus.
I think I know what it is.
I know what it is.
Oh, I know D&D stuff. Yeah. I know the monster manual. I'm just making fun of him.
Mm-hmm. Like always.
No, we had one.
I don't know what it is.
So, I will not forget Lindsay this time. Like yeah. I did the one match. 25 to 20.
Oof. It's plum pudding.
20 to 15?
Oh, come on.
Oh, 15.
Ten.
Oof.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Issue, what'd you get?
7.
Okay.
That might be one of my worst initiatives this entire game.
Just so I make sure I have the right information, my plus one sword. It's plus one to attack roll and plus one to damage, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yes. Alright, so.
I seem to fuck up everything like that.
Lindsay is up first. As she was not over here at all investigating, she was just kind of like letting the boys do their stuff. she kind of wanders over on top of the owlbear, over on top of Cloud, and sees that this thing has now formed. These two big things have started to like come out of this black ooze and have started to like move their way towards you, and she's just like more or less just like, oh my god, what is that? Takes a step back. Just be like, don't let it touch you. Everyone, please, there's something to be concerned about. And all the people just kind of like, they turn and they look, but they're just like, huh? Huh? The classic like NPC noise of like, you've made a disturbance. Huh?
The whole, don't look over there. What's over there?
Yeah. And, she more or less is using her action to kind of get away.
Shoo everyone
shoo,
away.
Shoo. There's something dangerous over here.
But it's very, like, not confidently trying
well,
to
she doesn't
people.
Know. Yeah, she doesn't know what it is. She just, like, you guys might be able to handle it. But she's just kind of like, oh, there's something over here. Everybody give it some space. Eris, you're up in the initiative.
Free action.
What did you get, Riku? I'm sorry.
10.
Okay. You're still good.
All right. Free action. Whip out Orina. My new sword.
Yeah, you can't tell me the name of a god is your sword. You so, can be, but you can't just say it like that.
Yeah,
you have
I know.
To say your sword.
I have to, yeah. But I'm just making it to the audience.
Okay.
That's the name of my sword. It's a thing now. And I forget, free action is to double. I can't be like, right?
Yeah.
All right. action is a pull on my shield. I move up to the front one.
Sorry.
Okay, so you step in between Ishii and the one closest to you. With your sword and just take a swipe.
Two attacks.
You take a swipe at this thing, yeah.
Kia. 20!
21!
Because I have. No, it's not a bit. Yeah, 20.
Crit. It's like our first 20th an attack, like this entire game.
And then second attack?
24.
Both will hit.
That's three dice, bud.
Good call.
Oof.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, so you do 11 slashing damage. Is that including your plus one sun
yeah.
buff? Okay. Damn. Not great rolls.
Damn.
So as you
a 1, 2, and a 3.
Yeah, as you take out your sword and go in and slice at it, you get good chunks out of this black ooze. As you swing both times, you see them kind of like fold off onto each other, and then you swing again and slice this other one. It's not as big as that now. Every time you had sliced it, it has now multiplied the enemy. So now there is...
It's making babies, guys!
Four of these slices. I keep this one here.
Which I have always argued... Not anything against that. You have what? A long sword?
Long
a great sword.
Sword?
It does slashing. I have a short sword and it does piercing.
Uh-huh.
I've always thought that was stupid.
Yeah.
It is weird.
But, yeah, and I have shuriken little pointies. Those do slashing when I feel like they would be piercing.
Do you want it to do slashing? I don't care.
Mean,
I feel like you should be able to make...
Not anymore, no.
I mean, not anymore. Not right now.
Right.
We'll change the rules after this encounter, but...
But I do feel like...
But I always thought that was weird, yeah.
I want to stab them to do piercing damage, like, make it specific to something, but...
That'd be kind of neat. But I feel like a sword should just do all the time.
So, I mean, what if you smack someone with the butt of your sword that's bludgeoning? Granted, the damage is probably lower.
It's more of, like, just punching somebody with, like, something hard.
Yeah, yes.
Right. So you did 11 to that one.
Yeah.
Which will be...
I use my weapon of punch.
Just so it's... That, so you did 11 of that one. And then these are now... I can't ask you...
They're everywhere!
I can't ask you math because then you'll know answers.
Cesar, so you hit twice with your sword, and then you add how much to each
what
time?
What do you use for your sword? Strength?
Strength, yeah. So I get a plus 7 to hit, plus that plus 1. And then I have
a plus 8 to hit.
And you get a plus 4 damage, right?
Yeah.
So it should be a
you should
plus
have gotten another
damage.
10. You should have done 16.
Another 10.
For...
Because you hit twice.
Yeah, and then one of them was a critical.
So...
But you only add that once.
Yeah. So it should have been 3d8 plus 10.
Yeah.
Because you hit twice. Your first hit would have been the crit, which was 2d8. Plus 5.
Oh, okay.
And then
I see
second
where I fucked
hit would be
up.
1d8 because
yeah.
it wasn't a crit.
I only added
plus
my
five.
Plus 4 one time, not a second time.
And it should have been a plus 5 also. Because you
bad.
Get the plus 1.
Yeah.
Because it's plus 1 weapon.
16.
I'm not going to fix your numbers.
Yeah,
no,
we're,
that's fine.
We're
yeah,
both
I,
like,
that
I don't
bad.
Know. That's not.
I figured we had a second. So just...
Yeah.
Yeah, you fix your numbers. No, for sure. So you did 16 damage as you did slice through this ichor, but it has now kind of came into these three sections now as you sliced off a chop and you see them kind of fall off and then start to ooze up and create their own
babies
kind of form. The one to its side will lunge and go for Riku, as it being the closest.
Duh.
So it will do... that would be a 16 to hit.
Fuck you, yeah.
It only does 1d6.
Like exactly hits.
So it would do 5 damage.
Dot, dot, dot.
Plus 18 acid.
Oh, God.
I guess I can roll the dice instead. Yeah, maybe that'll help you or hurt you. 7.
Run!
13. 17 damage. So it took off 1 damage.
17 altogether?
17 acid and 5 bludgeoning.
17. 22. Okay. Thank you, Kelly.
Your armor is not magical, right?
Jesus. No, it's not magical.
So now your AC drops by 1. As it hits you in this kind of like black lunge.
Like forever, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Because this is acid.
It dissolves it. So as it kind of hits you, you see like it kind of burn away in like your chest shoulder. It's just kind of like, you can see like the fibers being showed in it. It is not like a full piece of armor anymore. It's just being dissolved.
Don't let it touch you.
Riku, you are up.
Get your revenge.
Will draw my sword and make 2 attacks. But I will leave this up to you right now. Like I said, I have always thought short swords should do slashing. I know, as a player point of view, this hurts right now. Because it seems like slashing will make it multiply.
Uh-huh.
I mean, short swords in the book do piercing. Yeah. But I've always thought that was stupid.
So you can make the choice right now if you want it to be slashing, but it always has to be slashing from now on.
I mean, I've always thought
that. Flip a coin. Flip a coin.
You have a coin. You don't have it out?
No, I don't. All
right. We'll do heads, it does slashing, and tails, it does piercing?
If it does, then I would want to switch shuriken also. To do piercing because they stick, they don't slash.
Sure. It's tails that does piercing.
Okay, sure. Whatever. Yeah. We'll stick with the book. Oh, I'll just say it's a 1.
Woo!
I got a natural 1 and a 13. Yes.
The 13 will hit, the 1 would not. The one will hit. Go ahead.
The one will hit.
Huh?
Oh boy.
That's not good.
Oh boy.
5, 6, 7, 8, 18.
Magical. So what's the first attack and what's the second attack? That doesn't really matter. Yes, it does.
does it?
You rolled a 3 on this die, if you want to call that your first one.
On this?
That would be your 1. On like that colored die that
sure.
You
yeah. So then, what yeah. Was the 3? 3 plus what? 3 what plus numbers?
8.
So that would have been 8.
Yeah.
And then your other 5. Attack would have been for a total of how much damage?
You rolled a 5.
I'm confused. Okay, so 10.
Yeah. So okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just considering these your primary weapon.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Your primary move.
I do.
So
get that.
For your first attack, as you go to stab with your short sword.
What is on this?
Continue, it slices with your short sword, and you do slashing with the short sword on your natural 1.
Okay, that's all right. That's fair.
And another little thing pops out of it, just kind of like slices off and reforms. And then your second time, as you see that the slash was like, oh, that's a big no-no, you just go in for like a stab and pierce, and it doesn't break off anything. But you see it kind of go around your sword, but like vibrates from the sword attack. It did hurt it.
I like what you did there.
Ishii is up.
Hey. Alright. I am going to...
Oh, hey. Hang on. I'm sorry. I'm terrible at this.
Bum, 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 bum. Thank you for listening to Beyond First Level.
For Spanish.
Okay, since I didn't do it before this, it'll just take effect after this round. Go ahead.
Would you say that Ishii has deduced that slashing these splits them?
I would say yeah. Your combat awareness is good enough to where like you're seeing them kind of slice across it and you're seeing them multiply, and it's just you realize that sure, they might be a little smaller of creatures, but you're like, we fucking make a million of these, and that's gonna fucking suck if we just keep it as like a one
dude. Okay. I will pull out my sword that does bludgeoning and my javelin because it does piercing. Yes, I still have javelins. I haven't used them in forever.
Yeah, you do have javelins. That's right.
Now I'll turn to Rico. I know I hate it, but you might need to use the bombs. And then I run over. Is that one like up on the bridge now?
I'm going to say yeah.
Okay.
Just because I'm gonna run over to I don't have the map that's big enough. But as he kind of sliced it off, it kind of slunked onto the bridge and then kind of has like climbed its way up.
Too close to the civilians. I have to stop it.
But the bombs will also blow them up. Because I have rigged them to where it's not just one anymore.
That's fine.
There are multiple.
That's perfect.
And it will...
You just gotta throw it at that back one.
Fuck shit up.
Okay, so...
I was just gonna flip my sword around. To hit them with the...
So you go over here.
The fucking beat side.
Go for that one, then I'll attack it three times.
Okay.
So, here is attacks one and two.
Yeet, yeet.
Oh. Jesus Christ. The sword is a 26, and the javelin is an 8.
That'll hit.
Oh, okay. And the sword again is a 19.
What?
I'm assuming 19 will hit.
19 will also hit, yeah.
Okay. So then I use the sword twice. Jesus Christ, 6. 8, 23.
Okay, 23 damage to that small one up here. So I'm not going to do the damage because I skipped two turns on it already, so that was my bad. But notice that every time all three of you have attacked and gotten close, the sludge has kind of surrounded your sword, your arm, and you've pulled away quick enough to where it didn't hurt, but it will hurt every melee attack up close after this round. Because I fucked that up.
Gotcha.
You also see it slowly trying to eat away at your weapons. Not yours, Eris. Not yours, yours is magical. But the javelin, the sword is magical. You saw it kind of start to eat away at the javelin, and using the javelin too many times might break it.
That's fine. After that,
You know what? That was the first attack that did hit it that wasn't magical, so I will say your javelin has a -1 to damage rolls now.
I will back up after that, since I told Riku to throw bombs at them.
Okay, so you will get an opportunity attack done against
that
you.
That was fine.
Hits you.
Yeah.
It only does 6 bludgeoning.
Plus 48 acid.
Plus 12.
So 18.
Acid. I rolled 2 ones on that.
That shit hurts.
It does hurt. Is so my armor magical?
You have
the diazomite.
It is not magical, but you see it kind of hit on to the armor. It kind of sizzles and bubbles, and you just kind of wipe it away. It doesn't seem to have eaten at the breastplate.
Dope.
It is a very strong metal that is almost considered magical.
Cool.
And my hammer's made of that stuff.
So, go ahead.
Black meteor.
It is... Not go ahead. It is its turn. It is this one's. So it will sludge past all of its little ones that are...
All those little babies.
Slimed off of it.
I go before you, right?
Yeah, you look
at it. I hope so.
Good. You're going to eat a bomb in my direction.
Attack Eris with a... 21.
Yeah, that definitely hit.
Yeah. So you'll take 9 bludgeoning.
Oh.
16 acid.
Oof. 9 and 16, right?
Yes.
How's my armor?
Your armor will now take a minus one to your AC as it just, you see it kind of sizzling away. At this point, you also see these people kind of turn, seeing you slicing at the pudding that was up here. And it's kind of like hearing the like of swings, and with Lindsay doing that, they kind of look and they're just kind of like, oh, what is that?
That thing looks fucking gross as shit, man.
Let's poke
it. That sounds cool.
And they're all just kind of like, but not like freaking out and like a runaway. More just like a,
ew.
Yes. Lindsay's turn. Lindsay is still on the owlbear, but I'm just going to use the owlbear as that mini, so I don't have to have two minis and her off and think they're separated. What are you doing? These things are dangerous. Look at them. They're smoking and dissolving. You need to run. Hurry. She will use just her free action. She's not trying to intimidate anybody.
I better get the hell out of there then.
She is going to try to shoot an arrow at one of them. She will succeed.
I want to make it clear, I want the arrow to do slashing damage.
Arrows do piercing.
Yeah.
She'll do her damage to one of the
smaller ones.
What if
you can make an arrow that has like...
By Riku.
It's a bustle.
Eris, you are up. As an arrow goes whizzing by your head, as it just kind of like slinks into it, but does just kind of get absorbed by the...
I hear them yell bomb? Or use the bomb? Or talk about the bomb?
Ishii would have been right there next to him.
Kind of yelling.
Well, he was standing right next to you when he said it, but you all three were standing right next to each other. And he's like, yeah, I don't like it, but you should probably fucking blow these things up. Then he hopped over here and did his stuff.
Okay. Free action, put my other hand at the end, dual wield my sword.
Okay.
And then as bonus action, I'm going to use Misty Step and teleport 30 feet away. Just straight back.
So you're not going to attack?
No.
Okay.
That's what I pictured.
And you are invisible.
No, just...
That's your Misty Escape.
That's,
you're
yeah,
invisible.
It's a, yeah.
Okay, that's not just Misty Step.
Yeah, he's using
Misty
Step.
I just turn it to mist and then teleport somewhere else.
Yeah, so you just disappear, end up being almost right by Cloud now as it just...
I look at Cloud.
As you reappear, Lindsay on top of the owlbear. Riku, you're the only one near them.
Ooh, I guess since I was a bonus action, as an action... Bomb! Yell bomb as loud as I can. Run away!
Sure.
Dumbass. I don't say that. Just run away.
It doesn't take an action to say anything. That's just kind of like a free action. Unless you're like, I want to give a 30-minute presentation, then it's like, all right, we're going to have to.
I want to inspire all these people to run away.
So Riku being the only one, you get three attacks against you, though. They have, you know, everybody has abandoned that little area.
Oof. Suicide bomb.
That one helps you. That one was only an 11. That one was a natural one. And that one is a 21. So that one hits you.
Oh,
so only,
damn it.
So only one hits you, right?
21, yes. 21, yeah.
Okay.
Even if I used shield, it wouldn't work.
Is that only for projectiles?
You'll take 8 bludgeoning and... Okay, that helps you.
Holy
that one doesn't.
Christ.
You
said 8 bludgeoning?
8 bludgeoning, yes. And then 18 acid. I got 2 twos, 6, and then an 8. So, like, the two first ones helped lower it, but then didn't help. As all these, like, black sludge, almost fist-like looking, kind of, like, just project out and just kind of try to start grabbing you, taking you, you also take another negative one to your AC.
Okay.
As it hit and it starts to eat away at more or less kind of, like, the ab part of the body armor.
Now you look like Psy.
Well, I mean, it's still there, but you can definitely tell it has eroded it, and it's definitely not as strong as it once was. What is your AC now?
14.
Okay. You're still fine.
When it hits me, I will use my Raven's Escape feature. So I will burst into Ravens and I'll teleport back here. 20-ish, so I'm still within.
Okay, so as the one pod hits you, as soon as it does and it starts eating away at you, you just disappear into Ravens, which makes a lot more people very confused as what is happening. Is your evocation of disguised self then therefore concentration?
No. So it's because just disguise self as a spell, once you cast it, it just lasts for an hour.
Okay. And then you don't have to make a concentration check.
Yes.
So you disappear, you're still different.
So I still look like that guy, or whoever I am supposed to be looking
And just
like.
Correct me if I am wrong, please be a Boy Scout, but you never teleported into Ravens at the Solstice Games. You didn't learn that ability until after in the Elemental Planes. The first time you used it was when fighting the Butcher, right?
Yes, because that's when we leveled up to level 6, right? Yeah, I got that at level 6.
I just wanted to make sure to see if any of these bystanders
are
going to be
that.
Like, that's the same ability that happened. So, you're still good. So your turn. You have Misty escaped away. Oh, so that was their turn.
My turn, yeah.
And then it is your turn right after.
Okay, so then as soon as it is my turn, I will pull out my one kunai with 3 paper bombs and throw it into the majority. It'll hit
all of these. It will not hit the one that has made it on top
fine.
Up to the bridge.
But yeah, I just want to put the kunai in the middle. Should I roll?
Yes.
Eris covers his ears. Actually, not because it's
23-ish.
Mm-hmm. I'll hit.
Okay.
So it just kind of like poof, hits into one of them, and you see it start to like in smoke, a little bit of smoke is starting to come off of it as it then like absorbs over the bomb, and you kind of wait 1 second. Did I say to roll? I'm just kidding. It does explode.
Okay.
I was going to say, so it starts to cover it, and you wait there a second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds.
You should count these, Kelly.
4 seconds, as you're like, oh my god, this isn't exploding, and they start to like move and creep towards you just about by like 3 or 4 feet.
Everybody back!
And you're just like, whatever's in them, their bomb didn't explode. Oh my god. And we'll see how much.
They are supposed to make a dexterity saving throw of 15, but I don't know what you want to do since it absorbed it.
Why do they need to make the saving throw?
Because if next to the explosion. But since it absorbed it, I don't know how that works. Like, if I threw this into a group of guys, they would all have to make the dexterity saving
It just
throw.
Hit it. It's just a big explosion to where it's still exploding on all of them.
Okay. So then they would need to make the dexterity saving throw with 15. If they pass, they take half fire damage and no force damage.
Okay, they all have negative dexes.
This is all fire, and this is force.
So I got 2 16s, but now -3, so they all go down to under 15.
So they all fail?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. Which one was fire?
This is fire.
38 fire.
And 2, 3, 4 force damage. And if they're prone, if they can be knocked prone.
They cannot.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Two blobby.
Yes.
So,
I'm blobby.
4 force damage.
Yeah.
Yes.
38 fire
damage.
Okay, so let me just do my.
And now you guys can have your dice back.
Taking my own dice.
Damn. Nice.
But they're also pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty ugly.
Ho!
You're a mean guy.
That kunai's gone.
Yes.
Mean Guys is a sequel to Mean Girls.
Okay, so these two small ones completely get blown up in the explosion. Their blobness just goes and they completely are eradicated. These two take a good amount of damage.
Do you think my armor disintegrating would hold up to my disguise self thing? You know what
Nobody
I mean?
Would be able to see your armor being disintegrated.
Okay, so my armor just looks fine.
If you, well, do you...
You know what I mean?
Do you have the same armor on, or did you change your armor, too?
I figured I would change, like, everything.
Yeah, you changed everything. So, like, you can see through your disguise and see that your armor is, like, sizzling, but, like, the other armor over top of
that
is fake.
But my disguise self just looks fine.
It's a fake armor,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, sure. I was just wondering.
Shift the picture.
Okay, so all of them are gone. Those two are gone. These two are still here. They look like some of their puddingness has splattered away and just kind of gone away. They don't have it. They're not as full, if that's a way to describe
it. Not as big looking.
How healthy they are. Yeah. They look about half the size as they were.
Huh. Interesting. It's an interesting way to put it.
But those ones are gone. Ishii, you are back.
I mean, it's like eating Jell-O. You know,
yeah. Okay.
As this explosion just kind of just blew those two smaller ones. The two smaller ones, by the way, also the one on the bridge, is about half the size of
right.
those.
What are people's reactions now? Are they actually being like, oh shit,
oh,
this is serious,
God.
We should run?
As the explosion happened, yeah, they kind of like all step back a little bit. They're still watching, because that's what people do. They just stand and watch, even though they shouldn't.
Dumbasses.
But they did take a step back, and they're just like, oh, whoa, blew those ones up. Like, yeah, go guys, get them.
All right. I will crack my neck. And enter into a rage.
Do you get huge? Like in Harmon Quest.
You just get to see the veins popping.
Yeah. So
no, it's just like, not... You know.
It that definitely like you see everything just kind of bulge a little bit, and it might increase in size like a tad, but like still within his body's
gotcha. That's
limits.
Fine. I was just wondering, like fucking Togoro going 100%.
Yeah, not that.
Except with those weird like hoop vein things that are attached to his forehead.
Yeah.
Those are weird.
Yeah, it's gross.
I'll go over to the biggest one.
Of course you will.
The main one.
So this one still?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will go after him.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep, doop, doop.
A lot of times. We'll see.
A lot of times.
You're attacking with the blunt or bludgeoning sword and the javelin.
Do you have your sword?
Yeah. Yeah, the bludgeoning sword.
Oh, I know that. I thought they meant like
okay.
sword bludgeoning.
Here's the
he
first
has a sword that does bludgeoning damage.
Yeah, I know that.
You know what? I'm gonna also.
But the way you said it, it sounded like he had both his swords out.
No.
Just
and
activate
javelin.
Reckless Attacker also. So
okay.
I'll have advantage on.
Okay.
So the first one. Oof. It's a good thing I have that advantage. Be 23.
That one will hit.
Second one. 25.
That one will hit.
Third one.
Oh.
Seven.
That'll hit.
Oh, my.
That one just hits. Go ahead and just do your damage. Let's just see what happens before you have to act, before you activate, like, an action surge or anything.
Right. So I hit him twice with the sword then and once with the javelin. And I'll add a superiority die on there for a little extra flavor.
Okay. Jesus Christ. That's terrible.
Oh.
Let's see.
What?
So 3, 8.
I love cheese and rice.
10. Since... I lost a damage die.
With the javelin.
With the javelin. Okay, so 10 plus 15 is 25. Okay, so...
As you go to town on it, and you see him just start to just ever so slightly, he has just a little bit of a too happy grin on his face, Ishii does, as he is just going, like, full, like, I'm destroying this thing, and just starts, like, slamming, stabbing with the javelin, and it is starting to kind of fall away in that nature. It's still keeping some of its form. It keeps reforming onto itself. I will say, like I said, at this one, when you're doing melee attacks, you will take the damage this time. Which will only be... I'll wait for all of the melee attacks, so that would have been 3.
Your sword's magical, though, right?
So that would have been 12.
The javelin's falling apart, though.
12 acid damage, and you've only attacked, then only one of those would have been the javelin.
Yeah.
So the javelin now is that negative 2.
Cool.
But it is still standing. It looks about a third of the size.
I hit it 3 more times.
Okay.
The first one, Jesus Christ, this is a 7 again.
7 will hit.
Or that's not a 7, that's a 10, sorry. But either way. And then a 19. And then a 20!
Whoa! And that was with your bludgeoning sword. That is, you get extra damage for a 20.
Yes, because it's vicious.
Right. Finally,
it's vicious.
I got that.
It's fucking vicious.
Okay, so.
I do remember that. That just does an extra, I think it's written.
7, yeah.
So yeah, you don't have to roll an extra die. It just automatic does extra 7.
So I hit it twice with the sword, once with that. So 8, 9, 19, 24 plus 7, 31.
Did you do the minus 2 from the javelin?
I did.
Didn't you hit it 3 times?
I only hit minus 1, so...
He hit it twice with the javelin. The javelin is now at a negative 2 score.
30. And plus 6 from the barbarian stuff, so 36.
Okay. Did you add the barbarian?
Nope. I didn't know it the first time.
Damage the first time. Well, it wouldn't have killed it the first time, like I said. So, how much damage? I'm sorry. 30.
36.
Did you roll your extra die for your sword?
I don't have to roll. It's just plus
7. It's just a plus 7.
But you get an extra for a crit.
Shit.
That's what I was saying.
Oh yeah.
Plus another 4, so
okay.
40.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You get like your
numbers
extra
are
die.
Hard.
Yeah.
How much damage?
40.
That did an extra 4 damage?
Extra 4 damage.
Lucky motherfucking bastard.
That was it.
It had 2 health left.
Oh hey.
So as you see it still standing, you just the rage just consumes you, and your emotions just take over as like being in something that like can just take all these swings, and like you're getting like flung with acid while you're doing it, but just this sizzling on you is just fueling you more to just keep fucking swinging. So like you see him just starting to like his skin is starting to like steam as it's kind of hitting him and starting to like dissolve on him, but he is not stopping and just swing, swipe, stab.
It's like it hurts so good. I like to picture that last 4 damage. It's just like a piece of loogie that's still moving, so he just steps on it.
Only 4. A 1, 1, and a 2 from this acid damage. Your javelin now is at a negative 3. But this big pudding is now gone. I'm going to
the 2
minis. I homemade this mini, if you can't tell, with a glue gun.
Really? That's awesome.
I thought it was a real one.
Yeah, yeah, I just glue gunned it and just
looks perfectly fine as a mound of goo.
So you just
yeah, I just kind of like this is the
bottom. Real one.
Yeah, I thought maybe they were just like 2 different. Like maybe that one can't.
Like the other one's a smaller one that splits up into other ones, but
no. So you did all that. That happened. This happened. You did no slashing, so it didn't split and do any of that crazy mumbo jumbo. It's gone. It would be after Ishii. It would be this pudding's turn, because that one had been bred. So it will come over to you. It's a natural 20. But I will tell you that it does not, I don't think it multiplies the acid damage.
That's fine.
As well.
I feel like that's just like main attack.
Well, it's like how 20 doubles the dice, but it doesn't double like your added bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It wouldn't double like the acid damage.
Did you roll advantage with those? Well, the 20 doesn't matter if you roll advantage, but I'm trying to remember
already.
If it has to be the thing I attacked. Or if
anything attacking
that
you. I know reckless
anything?
Attack
okay.
gives you it gives advantage on anything attacking you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But it was already a natural 20. That would be 12 bludgeoning.
Okay.
And
good there.
Uh, 15 acid. Wait, so a total of 20.
Oh my god.
If you're enraged or enraged, you get resistance to bludgeoning, don't you?
Resistance to the bludgeoning.
So okay. Half of 12. Half of that's 12. What I just said. So 6. So
add 6 back?
Yeah. He gets to add 6 back.
Once I can take my other thing with the barbarian, I won't have to worry about the acid.
Good call for you.
Since you helped me with my numbers.
Well, that basically negated... Oh! But you don't... Your armor, you don't get affected with 20s either.
That's right.
I said that. I thought you didn't roll the dice. The double dice.
Huh?
There's so many things, I just keep forgetting.
I did.
Oh, I thought you didn't.
So...
I thought you said
just
that.
Just half again, it will be 3. I'll just pre-roll one die. You take... You take half of that, so you take 2 damage out of that whole attack. So whatever you were at, if you just added 6, add 4 more back. I still cool. Rolled the double dice. I didn't hear
oh,
you.
Oh, I thought you didn't.
Okay. I didn't hear you say that. Sorry. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Maybe if I can just remember it.
That's hard. That was a lot of stuff to remember.
Yeah. Numbers are hard.
Lindsay is up.
That's why usually fighters are so much easier, because it's just like, I don't have spells or anything else extra to add on to it.
Lindsay is back up, and she will exclaim to everybody to just, like, move. Like, get back. What are you doing?
I feel like that explosion should have been enough to have been like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Actually.
They were like, tiny that made them more. Like, look hard. Like, oh my god, this is so cool. I want to watch.
That was awesome. What was that?
And she will fire an arrow. It was a 2, so it's not going to hit anything. Well, no, because it's
yeah,
fucking.
She has additives.
Well,
it's a
yeah,
7,
and
I
it's
thought.
A 7. You're right. Normally, there's no monsters that are
fucking low.
Yeah, that's
low.
True. So that would be a 8. So she
yay.
Would be just fine.
Roll that damage.
Roll that damage, son.
Trying to skip us.
I know.
How dare you, sir. I'm almost dead from this shit. I need to get fucking new armor.
Sorry.
Alright.
We should just.
You probably have to throw that javelin away.
Just let it eat all the people crossing the bridge.
She fired her bow. It did hit. Shit. Dissolve.
Eris,
you're up.
I thought the bomb would take care of them all.
Dude, me too.
It
because it was fire.
Good, it took a good chunk out.
It did.
And then actually. I want to run towards the one that's is she's fighting.
The big one.
Yeah.
That started
my
hitting him.
30 feet.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, yeah, you're within it.
Then with my 2 wielding, ha-ja-ja-ja, 2 attacks. Ha-ja-ja-ja! Yeah. I thought that was another 20%. Oh, 1. 16?
16 will hit.
And a 1.
And a 1, okay. Go ahead and roll your damage for the 16.
10. Max 10. 14, 15.
I can't, like, switch his hammer to be like, the hammer does slashing, because that doesn't make sense. There's a sharp little corner on it that wasn't filed right.
No.
As I'm trying too hard. So, how much damage?
15 damage.
15 bludgeoning.
Slashing. I don't have my hammer out.
That's what I was going to say. I don't want to be this guy, but I'm pretty sure you have the sword out.
Oh, you yeah. are using the sword.
Yeah.
He did have the sword out the whole time, yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I remembered when you were, when he was like, it didn't affect your armor. You were like, and that's what my hammer is made out of.
Yeah.
So then
that
I
was
just,
for different, but now I have my sword
so
out.
So it is slashing. So your 1 did hit. Go ahead.
It only hits if it hurts you.
Yeah.
And
it's like after that first one, you realize that you shouldn't be hit with the sword. You're like, I gotta stop it.
Tink.
13.
So 16 and 13.
Yeah.
Balls.
So it slips off. Now you're back again to two.
God damn it.
Two smaller, and the one that you attacked doesn't look like it got any smaller. It doesn't look like the slashing is even affecting it at all. It is immune to, like, slashing damage. As you're just, like, cutting this off, you're realizing, like, this thing just keeps multiplying with the damage.
Zach really shouldn't have said, "Hope you guys don't die" when he left.
Yeah.
But it still does splatter some acid, and you'll take 6 acid damage from
from
slicing it and it kind of like getting onto you.
Well, 6, right?
A wizard.
Yes.
I channel my inner guy from the elemental planes and I shoot a fireball out.
I'm sorry, but no.
How far are you going to go with your barbarian?
Riku, you're up, because that other one was dead. These two will take the initiative of this one.
Stop cutting it! I will make one hand sign, and the biggest one that you keep touching, big one, I will curse that. I will use my Hexblade curse.
Sure.
And then with that same hand, I'll use 2 Eldritch Blasts.
Okay.
Against the
big
one.
He has another 3 paper bombs. Fuck it.
No, I don't. I'm not blowing my whole wad here. 14 and 14 plus numbers.
They'll both hit.
Okay, cool.
This is force damage?
Yes, force damage. 9, 10, 11, 12, because it's hexed. 12 and 6, 7, 8, 9, because it's hexed.
9. So.
12 and 9.
12 and 9. Okay.
12 and 9 force damage.
Oof. It's still alive. So as you just, you see it, you now see it start to, as this black ooze is kind of moving and grooving and kind of having its around itself. Now you see this almost black ichor start to surround it and almost smoke up a little bit. You two recognize that it's a different blackness. Apart from its blackness, it's Riku's hex. I do also want to mention that Riku's eyes are glowing vibrant red, but you two see it because you guys can see through his like kind of disguise as like seeing him, but like your disguise is over yourself, so your disguised eyes aren't changing colors.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why I haven't been saying anything about my eyes.
Yeah, they just look like normal.
They're just normal. Yeah, I'm just a regular. Everyday dude.
Normal guy.
To everybody else, you're just like parkour staring these things down.
Kinda.
10, because 10 is 1.
Okay. Ishii, you are up.
I am going to.
The big one, as you kind of see him like blast it away. It looks.
Didn't move. I don't have propelling hex.
No, I know. I just mean like you blasted chunks of it like and took it apart, and it didn't slash and it didn't like keep its form. You're just like chopping, like you're just blasting off parts of it. It looks on its last couple of legs or
last goopy bottom.
Goozes.
Last goopy butt.
All right. I will.
Poop butt, bitch.
What does that even mean?
Attack it. With my stuff.
Okay. Go ahead and your reckless attack is over with now, right?
I think I can just do it on it at the beginning of my turn.
I have no idea.
You guys have the player's handbook over there.
I don't have the player's handbook anywhere.
Oh.
Okay, I know where it's supposed to be at. I just want to make sure if you're still using it or if it is done with. You are using reckless attack, a side roll concern. When you make your first attack on your turn, you can decide to attack recklessly. Doing so gives you advantage in melee rolls using strength. During this turn, but attack rolls against you have advantage until your next turn. So yeah, you can just still... You can basically reactivate your reckless attack.
You can do it every
attack.
Turn, I guess. No.
Yeah, you Pretty can much. Reactivate your reckless attack.
You can.
And I do that. Okay.
Yes.
First one.
Is 23.
How much damage is that?
9. Alright, I move over to the one to my left.
Yeah, so with that one kind of like smack against it, you see it kind of just like trying to form up and still keep a shape to it, but it just kind of slunks down and starts to just kind of lose its bubbling. So you're like, I don't think we have to worry about it. You go over to the other one.
Smack that one with a 25.
That'll hit.
And then, well, let's see what I get for that one. Or actually, sorry. That one would be 8 damage with the javelin.
8, okay.
And then I'll go again with the swordy. Whew. And it'll be a 24.
That'll hit.
Another 9 damage.
Okay.
You're adding pluses with your damage with your rage, right? You're still enraged?
I am still enraged, and I didn't, so add another 4 to that.
Okay. He's never played Barbarian before.
Yeah,
you have.
I also realized, I'm pretty sure I attacked like I had Action Surge again on my last turn, and I can only use it once a day.
You can use it once a short rest, can't you?
But I'm pretty sure I've used it twice in this fight. So I just took away all... I have 3 superiority die left. I just took them away as if I used them all for those attacks.
Okay.
I think it's the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, you would have added
one
more
of them
pluses.
Been... That's true.
If it happened, it's fine. We'll move past it.
It was just real, like right when I started that turn, I was like, shit.
Did I attack 6 times? 2 times?
I'm pretty sure I fucked that up.
I don't know. It's fine.
I don't know your stuff.
It happens. We'll move on from it.
Yeah. I mean, I fucked up earlier, so it's okay. It makes me feel a little better.
So this one's still alive. That one's still alive. All 3 are going to make their attacks now. This one. This one. This one's going to come glooping over. So against Eris, we've got a 16 plus numbers, 21.
That's gonna hit him.
Which will, let's just roll the damage. You take 4 bludgeoning. And 10 acid. Ishii, you're getting swung at by 2.
Fuck.
Oh, he killed the big one though, right?
Yeah.
Sweet, I get health.
He also
back.
Didn't give me damage from hitting
them. Huh?
When I hit them with a melee attack, you didn't give me damage for recoil.
Oh my god. Yeah, there's so many things, so I'll just add them onto this one.
So much happening.
But both of those attacks actually miss you, but you will get those acid from those 3.
Does my armor go down too?
13, yes, by 1. So that 13 splashback damage from your last one, thank you so much. Your armor goes down by 1, you took your damage from the 1. Okay, and that'll end their turns as they're just kind of...
When Ishii killed that 1, I put my hand out.
You did have a hex on
it. I get some energy
sweet,
points.
Sweet,
yes.
Energy points back.
Sweet
there's
energy
so many
points.
Things to remember.
Yeah, that was a lot that happened.
Isn't that the first time that successfully happened? Because I know you did that a bunch.
I've cast people
before. You've casted people? Okay.
Or cursed people, yeah.
Because it's been a while when
you
did that, and then
you've
never gotten the held back. Because they got away.
Well, that was like when you... I remember when you cursed what?
The Banshee, or the ghost, whatever that
was. Yeah, and you were just like, and I get my health back.
Yeah,
I was like, no.
I was like, do I get health back? Is it dead? Because I would know.
And you didn't.
Yeah.
And Lindsay is up.
Woo, Lindsay. Clutch.
She is, I mean, she's still here, and she is just away trying to keep people, like, as people start to walk, she puts, like, Cloud in front of them as, like, they're like, what do I want to see? And she just keeps, like, playing the, like, get away, stay away. But she doesn't have anything close range. She tells you two, like, back up, that acid is eating away at you, like, run away!
Yes, it is.
And she'll shoot an arrow at the one that came over towards Kelly. Or is she? That'll hit, because that is a 7. Right. That one was this one. I've got so many damage numbers here.
All these bystanders would help us.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But I don't none think of them look like they have weapons.
Adventure. Yeah,
I think. Yeah, none like of them look like yeah, that they have weapons. They are just kind of like bad. Families on a picnic over here. You got, you know, a guy in a cart wheeling stuff.
On a plus side, if there's any children, we're probably inspiring. I'm like, man, I want to be a hero one day.
Man, I can't wait to die in Black Sludge.
Eris, you're up.
Does it cost a free action to stab my sword into the ground to let it go?
I'm going to say no.
No? Then I do that.
Because it's more it's or less like dropping it.
Yeah.
Roughly.
But I also want to be more respectful with my sword. But...
Yeah, so you just kind of like stick and drop.
All right. Yeah. Then free action, pull out my hammer.
Sure.
Dang.
You've got one right next to you.
Yeah. But I was thinking, if I use one attack on it, can I move to get the another one? Or do I have to use both attacks on that one?
You can move.
You can move.
If it's not dead, or if it's not dead, you'll get an opportunity attack if you move out of its area.
Yeah, but you can like move your you can spend one of your action attacks and then do it for a different one. Yeah.
Okay, that's alright.
That doesn't matter. But if it's still alive when you leave, you will get got with an opportunity.
I'm just gonna use my two attacks on that one.
Getting got.
Is that another one? Okay, cool. Oh, double 11, so that's pretty cool. 19 for both attacks.
Both of those will hit then.
Sweet. Eight,
12, 13, 14, 15, 16,
17,
18.
Bludgeoning.
Okay, how much? I'm sorry, one more time.
18.
18
bludgeoning.
Total. Okay. That would have been then Riku is back up. So as
damn,
you
that
yeah. No, it's not dead. So as because well that was one that also just sliced off.
I will move over here. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25-ish. I have enough.
There's grass and rocks, it doesn't fall off the map.
Yeah, I was hoping. So I want to move over here-ish. And then I will cast Dark Transport. I will burst into Ravens and fly through this entire area, reappearing here 60 feet. And the three sludge things have to make constitution saves of 16.
They do get a plus on this, but that won't work. That won't work.
2, 3, 4.
And that one will. So this last one will make the save. The others two won't.
19 necrotic damage. If they... I think it's half if they pass. Give me 2 seconds.
Is it 19 though?
Yes. Oh, I guess it's none if they pass. Creatures that you designate in a line must succeed on a constitution saving throw or take.
So yeah, so it would take none.
Yeah, so they didn't take any if they passed.
19, so that would be...
And that was a 4th level spell slot.
Okay, so I've got... Just make sure I have all their numbers down, so none of them died from it.
Jesus.
As you burst into Ravens through them, you start to look over at the crowd. They're all looking at you very like, whoa, that's so cool. Creepy. Cool. And these things are looking weak. They're before they were about kind of medium to small and trying to always kind of climb up and make themselves look bigger, but now they're just kind of these smaller little, like, they still have form to them, they still can, like, attack, but definitely, like, as the more you hit them, their other forms are starting to shrink.
Like shaving all the hair off of a dog.
Yeah. Ishii, you're up after Riku.
Alright.
You only have 3 attacks.
You're a jerk.
I am going to...
And I guess technically you wouldn't get hit with damage from that.
That's why I did that.
Yeah, you actually would, though. I didn't roll that.
Why would he?
When he swung his hammer. Why are you looking at him?
Oh, I thought like he did something where like it did splash damage.
Oh, no, when you swung your hammer, yeah. I did. Mm-hmm. I forgot.
I was going to blame you, but no, it's not your fault.
No, this one's not his. You took 10 from your two hammer swings.
Wow.
Could have made you make that con save.
Yeah, you can choose.
Yeah, I can choose.
It just reminded me that I was like, you wouldn't take it from that. I didn't do it from him. There's these black flags have so many.
77 health to 22.
So many God, things. Damn.
Yeah, I went 58 to 10 real quick.
Real fucking quick.
All right. Yeah. I'm gonna just attack the one that's in front of me twice.
Okay.
Still recklessly.
Do it just once and see what happens.
19.
Yes. Do your damage.
10.
So since it dies.
Or 5 if you want to rip away my pluses, since I had pluses on stuff that.
Let's do that.
Went to waste.
Let's do that.
So 5. Then I can attack it again.
Still dies.
Okay.
I have 5 health left, but let's we're going to do that with the other two. You don't get pluses.
What if I've just been 5? Aren't you still raging?
7. Jesus Christ.
Still dies.
But
yes, keep reminding so it gets drilled in so we remember.
I will never.
No, it's okay.
All right,
it's
okay, buddy.
Can I hit the one that's on the bridge from where I am?
Yeah, it was attacking you. This there's only like a it's basically on the wall that's right there, and it's right there. Right. So yeah, you can.
So. I could hit it with my sword again. Within this, right? I don't have to switch between weapons because I'm not using the offhand.
The only offhand would have to be the javelin, which is your bonus action. You can use your action to sword it.
Okay, so I'll go with that one with the sword again.
That's what I always imagine, because you do two sword strikes and a javelin attack. So even though you do like
it's
sword,
like
javelin,
bonus
sword.
Action just shoved it in the middle.
Yeah, you split them up so it's not like you're like, yeah. You just do it so it's. It makes more sense.
Fluid.
Fluid. Right. More fluid.
Alright.
But when it actually matters, you can
show
it.
I'm
gonna
go with the sword again. With a 25 to hit.
25 will hit.
With 4 damage. And then I'm gonna use second wind real quick.
Did you add the 2 damage for the rage again?
I added it.
How was it
40? Because I didn't add my bonus.
He's not adding his bonus because he added his bonus.
Since I added my bonus before.
The other ones.
So I lose 3 bonuses
up.
Now.
Yeah, sure. we fucked up on it.
Whatever.
All right. Then I'm going to use
I'm just lost at this point.
A second win so that I don't die right
from
now.
This acid. Yeah, because I'm about to roll those.
God, yeah. That's been fucking us all up.
Splash damage?
You're still pretty
so
okay.
So you take
but...
12. Acid.
Hey, I shouldn't be. I should be.
I gained 1 health then.
Okay. Oh, did you get 13?
I got 13.
Nice. So as you kind of swipe at both of those and you see the acid coming for you, you see it's about to happen, so you kind of like put your arms together and just take like this deep breath of just like, all right. It burns, but your deep breath kind of, you're just like.
It helped.
Alright, I feel just a little better. Not as better as I wanted to feel, but a little better.
I mean, he's still in range. I feel like they'd be like, oh, yeah.
That is what he does.
Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah. Slap it to his
have a bonus action still?
Well, my bonus action is the second win.
Oh,
right.
Right. So then with that...
I haven't used that in a while.
It is this pudding's turn still. It will attack Eris. That 17 plus numbers will hit.
Yeah.
8 bludgeoning. And 21 acid.
I'm down.
Oh God.
So as this final thing looks at at Eris. Ishii, you're kind of, you see it as it lunges over to Eris. He puts his hands and he puts his hammer right in front of it, but it kind of like oozes around the hammer, hitting him right in the chest, and it kind of like goes and forms like over on top of his face.
Get it off me.
As it kind of retracts back, because it basically, how every time it attacks, like it just shoots out and then comes back to its original place. You see it come off of Eris's face, and his eyes are rolled back into the back of his head, and he just goes and poof, slams onto the ground next to you. Lindsay will scream out, "Eris!" and shoot an arrow
at Eris.
Get him while he's down.
That will hit. That's the wrong die. And that'll actually kill that one.
Sweet.
That one didn't have that much health left. It had two.
So
but
ah.
I guess hang on.
That hurt the shit out of all of us.
I would be at 1 HP if I didn't heal myself.
I'd be at 10 if I didn't heal myself.
I would be at 77 if we went to Flust.
Eris, your armor is also now one more negative.
Damn.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to see if you were standing in that range, if like her arrow would have made acid splash back onto you and made you fail a throw. It doesn't,
sure.
And I'm not making it. So all of them have since went down, and with Eris unconscious, we will pick back up next week.
Right. Can I at least roll one? Because I've been. Am I the only one that's never been down?
Yes, and it was because you fucking said that. You probably jinxed yourself.
Go ahead, do one.
We'll do
saving
one.
Throw.
Yeah, right. Do one death save.
He automatically died.
Ooh.
Two.
Failed.
Almost a one.
Ooh. Fail.
Bye, Eris.
If you roll a one, it counts as two fails.
I know.
If you roll 20, you're automatically with one HP.
I mean, it should. I feel like it should count as
two successes.
I think you get one HP automatically.
I mean,
so, Eris
sure,
has one death save fail, and we will pick back up next week. Is there anything you guys want to leave on?
I'm going to die.
I just want to leave on this. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Thanks
I'm
for listening.
I hate you.